Hello, I'm Matt Hill, and this is the inaugural episode of Envision Listen, the podcast for all the Salesforce chit-chat and MarTech musings. My guests today are everybody's favourite Salesforce double act, Nelio Granata and James Collett. Together, they are the founders of Partner Event Promotions and the SF Society magazine. They're the masterminds behind some of the biggest partner events in the Salesforce ecosystem, including the Partner Boxing Event and the Salesforce Strictly Partner Dance Evening, both held annually at the world-famous Droxy. They're making amazing things happen across the ecosystem, so it was with great pleasure that I said hello and welcome to Nadia and James earlier today.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Let's start.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Let's start with an introduction. What's your background and how did you first get into Salesforce, James?
Well, I joined Salesforce in Ireland about 8.5 years ago, and I started there as an account executive and spent many, many happy years working there, actually, in SMB and CBU, mm-hmm. the commercial business unit there in Ireland, working into the UK. And from there, after I left Salesforce, I joined a platinum partner, which many people, pretty much everybody in the UK ecosystem will know, Make Positive, who are a great company. And I had 2.5 very happy years there, too. And recently left to set up my own practice. And as well as that, I started working with Nadia Granata, my business partner in Partner Event Promotions.
Cool.
And I guess we can jump into that in a little while.
Indeed, yeah. Congratulations on starting up as well. Not an easy thing to do. Nadia, yourself, how did you join the ecosystem?
Very different route, Matt. I was an academic for about 12 years. I was a senior lecturer at University of Huddersfield, and I became a teaching fellow at Leeds University Business School, teaching marketing. And I developed an algorithm for measuring social media performance about 4.5 years ago. And we launched that at Leeds Business Week, which was sponsored by Salesforce. And James was representing Salesforce at that event. We got to know each other, kept in touch. I subsequently went on to publish a magazine in Soho for a lot of businesses in Soho, and our paths kept crossing. And then James invited me to meet with the guys at Make Positive. I became brand director at Make Positive, worked there for about 20 months, and then left to set up Partner Event Promotions and SF Media Partners.
Nice. So both bringing, you know, your two different backgrounds together for PEP and Partner Event Promotions and Media Partners as well. What was the need for both those organizations, do you think?
So, I guess it's, if we take it back a little bit to, I guess it's genesis. When I was working at Salesforce, one of the great benefits of being a Salesforce employee is the culture. It's excellent. And one of the most amazing initiatives that Mark Benioff, Parker Harris and the team created was the 1-1-1 model. So what that means is 1% of time, product and revenue goes to not-for-profits. And as an element of that, all employees are awarded a number of volunteer days off, or VTO, volunteer time off. Mm-hmm. And that's to help them, you know, to support charities that they're passionate about or initiatives that they want to get involved with. So each employee gets a number of days that is they're paid for days, and that's what they do. People go out and do good deeds across a number of organizations, and you know, that could be sporting days or helping at a food bank or anything in between. So when I joined Salesforce, I've worked at a lot of large organizations in the past, but this was a totally new concept for me, yeah, as an employee. And I know it is really for a number of employees, people who join Salesforce. It's quite unique.
It's really funny, actually. I was chatting to one of the guys in pre-sales who recently started, and he said on his first day, he wasn't in the office. He wasn't doing anything to do with the job. He was out in Regent's Canal picking, rubbish and plastic out of the canal. And he was like, what an awesome way to start.
Yeah, completely. And I think this is it. I mean, for many, it was a totally new concept to me as a you know, as an employee. But I guess what I noticed early on was that the partner ecosystem were a part of this. They'd support it. But I also noticed that, you know, while partners got involved, you know, and they might be, you know, like that, they'd be out there picking up litter next to the Salesforce employees. And quite often they'd contribute, you know, as well. So they'd make a donation to the charity or they'd buy the lunch for people. Mm. You know, outside of that, you know, the only time you sort of see them was sort of in business events and in business engagements. And, you know, while Salesforce, for myself anyway, you know, I run a lot of business events at Salesforce to generate pipeline and build relationships, like how I met sort of Nadia and supporting those kind of initiatives. Mm. I was always looking for new ways to sort of use my volunteer time off and also for my colleagues in my team. So I started to run events, charity events, such as, you know, fishing or clay pigeon shooting and sporting stuff like that to help employees use up their volunteer days as well. Mm. And over the years of doing that, I kind of started to formulate a bit of a plan that, you know, that would highlight my efforts, but also the great work that the partners were doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And which became this kind of strategy of that we have now, or this vision really that we sort of have for the organizations. And that's really where it stems from.
Wow. Okay. And what would you say the vision is for both partner event promotions and the magazine as well?
So there's three streams, Matt, that I can talk to, that sort of were formulated in these early days.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess one was to sort of to demonstrate the great work that the partner ecosystem does in line with the employees, and also help to drive a culture across the partner ecosystem. So while they map really well to Salesforce and they embody Salesforce values, I think most organizations will struggle to sort of develop the same type of culture that Salesforce has. And so I wanted to create something that would help that. And the best way to do that is around doing good and supporting charities from the experiences that I had with the VTO. So objective number one was, how do we bring the partner ecosystem together in a way that wasn't all about business? And to be honest, all about Salesforce. So I sort of leaned on my experiences around sports and entertainment and activities based on those. So the first thing is bring people together under one umbrella, which is a not-for-profit organization, which has turned out to be Partner Event Promotions. And from there, organizations come together. They're not talking about work. Work is a byproduct of these kind of engagements and relationships, but it's not the central piece. The central piece is coming together, doing boxing or dancing and collaborating in that fashion.
Yeah, almost replacing the, you know, the business element of competition with something fun, right? The sport or dancing or whatever it might be. I think as salespeople and people in the ecosystem, we're all probably quite competitive and have that streak to us. So it's nice to see that in other ways that isn't just, I built more than you last year or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're a walking example of that, Matt, aren't you? I mean, you attended one of our dancing events. You went through our dancing school for Partner Strictly Dancing, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really good fun, actually. Yeah. That was the one last year, wasn't it? The first one that you did. And I suppose sort of from my own example of getting to know those people in that environment, you know, you're up close and personal, you're dancing with people that you haven't met before, but they're in the ecosystem. That's just a great way to break the ice and get to know people better. And off the back of that, of course, business comes, you know, and now friends with AEs who will pass me leads and vice versa. And the world's a better place for it, really. So.
And that's really great feedback and good to hear. And I think if I just sort of underline this final point around the first stream around the partner event promotions, you know, the strap line is partnering up to put poverty down. Our social mission is around youth social mobility. So that's dealing with sort of children children's issues, but it also means the family and being able to help there. And I think to date we've raised over, and I say we, I mean collectively the partners, Salesforce, the people who buy tickets and dinners and all those kind of things, over £50,000, numerous amounts of wheelchairs, sporting bursaries, kit for children who literally couldn't afford a pair of shoes, a pair of basketball boots. So the impact has been really significant, and that's continuing to grow. But that was the first piece of what we were trying to achieve here, the first objective. The second is how we promote that, right? Is how do we get from, you know, Nadia and I in the kitchen to, you know, the masses of the partner ecosystem, over 2,000 partners, thousands of employees, to get them to embrace what we're trying to drive, the initiative here, and share the good words. And so, you know, my second piece was a medium then that could communicate that. And as Nadia mentioned there, I'd met Nadia, and he'd launched a magazine in Soho. And given that we were sort of working on the events together, it kind of made sense that to work with Nadia on a magazine. And so SF Media Partners sort of came about, and the magazine is designed to sort of promote and share all this great information. I'll come back to the third stream, but Nadia can sort of give you a great insight in terms of the mag.
Yeah, please do, Nadia.
Yeah. Well, I think it speaks for itself. The current edition of the magazine is a 68-page glossy A4 mag. It's split into four sections, so it starts off with predominantly about Salesforce, and we shout about the things that Salesforce shout about. And it's global, so we pick up the global news stream, if you like, and repost some of that. Then we look at the partners, and we celebrate their successes. The innovations that are going on in the industry, and we move on to philanthropy, and we talk about some of the good things that are happening, some of the 111 things out there, and as James was alluding to there, I mean Salesforce is brilliant at doing great things within its own institution, but when it comes to the network, which, you know, it's not easy for organizations. I know this. I've worked as brand director for a number of companies. And though you might want to do good, it's, you know, the day job takes over. Mm. And so what we've tried to do with PEP, as James said, be bring in effectiveness and efficiency. So efficiency in putting events together and effectiveness in marketing them. And that's where the magazine comes in as well. It gives a voice to those people that were at the events, as the sponsors. They get some extra profile, so it works. It's a 360 degree plan, if you like, or process. And we also raise awareness of things like the circular economy. So you talked earlier about people that are cleaning up the river, you know, first day at Salesforce or whatever. We support an organization called Plogolution. And plogging is a sort of running and picking up stuff. It comes from, I think it's a Swedish concept. But we also talk about things like redirecting the heat that's generated from data centers and growing urban gardens, you know, on the back of all the data, the heat that's generated in the industry. So, you know, raising awareness about societal things whilst at the same time celebrating the good stories and having fun whilst we're doing it. The magazine's about, you know, it's a fabulous industry to be in. I wish I'd been in it a long time ago, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, a lot of people say the same thing as well. And I guess sort of moving on and bringing that third element, James, that you were going to come on. Can you tell us a bit more about what that might be?
Sure. Yeah. So the third element of what we want to achieve is, you know, we bring the partner ecosystem together. We collectively use the commercial might for social good. We promote it then via the magazine and or the medium, but the magazine is core to that. And then finally, what we want to be able to do is keep people together. In sort of a community-based model that will allow us to promote, I guess, you know, in one sense, a report or, you know, demonstrate that companies that have been doing this effort, this social good, the employees and recognizing the work that they've done, be it that they've run a marathon or triathlon, or whether they've done a partner, you know, one of our partner events activities. But it creates this value score, this metric that sort of produces per partner that actually says this is what the value of the work and the social good that this particular partner has done within the Salesforce ecosystem. And that, we believe, from a CSR perspective, for a social good perspective, really resonates. And that, we feel, is the missing piece. And, you know, we've got the activities, we've got the promotion of what happens, and then the actual metrics, what it really means, the value, even down to what the recipients of the funds or the activity has benefited from. And we believe by doing this, we can create this holistic view, a partner foundation, if you like, for the partner ecosystem to really demonstrate in a measurable and dynamic way just how incredible the partner ecosystem is.
Cool. So that's sort of the third missing piece that you've identified. Is there something that we can expect in the future to sort of address that? An app, well, or you're is there a way of doing it?
you're after the scoop there. I guess
I'm just looking ahead.
not so subtly either, Matt.
Okay. I mean, look, we're very pleased with the work. We've been in development on this for some time. We're about to launch an application which is dedicated to the partner community, where we can actually track and people can actually register the work that they've been doing, the funds they've raised. So, like, as I mentioned earlier, it's not necessarily about what they've done with the partner event promotions. We know that there's so much other amazing work being done around the Salesforce ecosystem, the partner ecosystem, that you know, you'll see a company register it on a tweet or in an Insta post, but it kind of doesn't go beyond there. And we'd really
It'd be great
to
have,
see,
like,
the value.
An accreditation, wouldn't it, for each partner that does good, or have, like, a, I don't know how to measure it, but like a figure or something to say you're 7 out of 10 good for social good or whatever it might be. Is that what we're striving towards?
Yeah, exactly. And we call it the partner value. We call it the partner social value score. So it's really about, you know, this partner has a 10 out of 10 CSAT. This partner has amazing credentials, and they're award winning. And they do all this other great stuff, the CSR activities. But how do we recognize that and measure it and celebrate it? And that's really what this is about.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. An exclusive, heard it here first, I guess. let's talk about the future events that are coming up as well then. What have you got in the pipeline, and how can people get involved?
Shall I jump in there? We've got the next major event coming up is the European Golf Masters Challenge, Charity Masters Challenge, a bit of a mouthful. That's at Richmond Golf Club on the 12th of September. And it's a 4-ball shotgun start. We've got capacity for 24 teams, and I think we're up to about 18 or 19 have now registered. That's including your team, Matt, by the way. So
looking forward to it.
Thank you for signing up for that. And then we have, gosh, I haven't got them in front of me, but after that, what have we got, James? We've got the golf, we've got the rugby.
After that, there's ourselves and Integralis, who are really mad about rugby, a fellow in there. And so they're combined to create a Salesforce partner rugby team.
Yeah, can I just elaborate on that a little bit? We rugby is a big part of our themes going forward. So obviously, you know, boxing is a big part, the dancing. I think there's an opportunity for us to get more involved in rugby. So the rugby match on the 17th of October at Richmond Park, that will be a challenge match against the media moguls. So the media moguls, a bunch of guys that have been playing for about 7 or 10 years, I think, and we're going to take them on. But we're building a squad. So Matt, it'd be helpful if you know, through this podcast we can elicit more registrations. We've got about 22, 23 players registered already. I can't give any, well, I shouldn't give too many details away, but one of those has played internationally in the World Cup. And what we'll do is, once we've got a big enough squad, we'll turn this one-off match into maybe a festival of rugby next year. So we'll build, get registrations, awesome, and go from there.
And then it's going into Strictly season, isn't it?
So after that, we've got Strictly. So Strictly will be, we've already got people signing up for that, and we the official registration doesn't actually go out for another 2 months. But that's very, very popular. Likewise with the boxing, that's already, we have people pre-signed up.
And that'll be for March next year?
And that's in March, yeah. So basically, the great thing about the boxing is, it starts generally the second week of January. So you've had all the Christmas fair and all the dinners, and it's 10 weeks of absolute fun, but grueling
training. Hit in the face.
Well, that depends on you.
Not
your technique,
the Christmas dinner out of you. Yeah, that's why I haven't done it, actually.
talking about Christmas dinner, we missed the. We've got penciled in a Christmas lunch on the 9th of December. We've not started marketing that, but that's going to be a charity Christmas lunch in the city centre in London, and we'll be canvassing support for that shortly.
Cool. Good to know. And so how should people get in touch if they want to help get involved in the, be a participant in the events or make donations, sponsors, that kind of thing?
Okay. So obviously go to websites. We've got sfsocietymagazine.com. We've got sfmediapartners.com. And we have partnereventpromotions.org. James and I tend to be around at most Salesforce conferences, so we're in Dublin next week, and also I especially attend some of the meetups. So I'm at the ISV meetup, that's next on Thursday 20th, and the LinkedIn. We have a special group on LinkedIn. We've got over 180 members now for it's called the Salesforce Partner Event group, and the idea there is that anybody who engages with our events has engaged in the past or intends to engage in the future, then become a member of that group, and that's where you'll get the breaking news, that's where you'll get the special discounts, etc., etc.
Awesome stuff. And I guess I can just find you and tweet you and you, all that good stuff as well, right?
So we're on all, Twitter, Instagram, so SF Society Magazine or Partner Event Promotions. The URLs are far too long for me to give you now, but we're out there. If you can't find us,
Google
then,
it.
Something's wrong with our marketing.
Cool, awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, gents. Is there anything that you'd like to add or for you want to get across?
I think the main thing is, we've built this, but this is for the community. So, and the magazine should be writing itself. You know, it's not about us writing the magazine. We do commit quite a lot to it ourselves, but the more we can bring in from the community, the better. Similarly with the events, we've created and delivered some pretty good events, I think I'm pleased to say. But if anybody out there has got some event ideas that they'd like to share with us, and we've got the capacity to help them deliver those, or we take them on and deliver them on their behalf, then get in touch. But actions, marketing people especially, we get lots of people from the sales teams who love our events, but it's the marketers that hold the budget in a lot of cases, and the alliances and partners. So we're reaching out to them in particular over the next quarter, so we make it into their budget.
Cool, awesome. And from yourself, James, anything to add, or we're all happy?
Just one last point, really. We're always looking for new charities to support. Some people think that we select them. We don't, unless we have to. We prefer to be presented with causes to bring people together for, and you know, otherwise what we'll do is the funds we raise, we use a distribution partner to share the revenue out. So anybody who's listening who has a charity they're passionate about or a cause they want to support, and they want to get shoulder to shoulder with us to help drive the initiative, please do let us know.
And James, just to add to that, we just got another notification through today. The Salesforce boxers who competed recently for us, many of them have come for match funding through Benevity, and those payments are now coming through. So thanks to those guys for that. But anybody, any other partner companies that are looking to do match funding, maybe have a look at Benevity or other similar platforms which allow you to process match funding, because again, it's efficient fundraising.
Awesome, good to hear. Thank you, chaps. It's been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the next event. I'll love to don my dancing shoes later in the year, but have me once. You probably don't want me again. And it's been a pleasure. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Matt.
Pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And my thanks to both Nadia and James for coming on and being such great first guests. We did suffer a few tech issues during recording, but persevered, and hopefully you couldn't notice them too much. For now, though, that's it. Congratulations to making it to the end of the first episode of Envision Listen. I really do hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and if you'd like to chit-chat about Salesforce or Muso for Martech with me, do get in touch online. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn. Type in Matt Hill Envision. You find me at envisionmatt on Twitter, or just email me matt.hill@envisiontalent.co.uk. Look forward to catching up next time. Bye for now.